Ready, set, go. Oh, wait, no, ready, set, stay. Now, when people say ready and set, you're anticipating this go, right? Right? You're excited. Like, whatever that ready and that set is, whatever, if it's a race, whatever you're doing, you're playing a game, you're starting, you're excited when you hear the word go and something is going to happen. But today we're going to see why stay actually needs to make sure it happens before go. So ready, set, stay. Now that's not something you hear every day. Ready, set, stay. But we're going to see why staying is important. Why staying? Now don't stay forever, but stay, and we're gonna look at this, okay? So we're gonna be in the book of John. So I encourage you to open your Bibles to John chapter 15. And we're just gonna look at a few verses here as we open this year. In John chapter 15, what Jesus is talking this whole chapter. In this whole chapter, the beginning of this chapter, he's talking about how this relationship between a vine and a branch, and how they need to stay together, and how God the Father is, or how God is the gardener, and we are wanting to stay connected to Him. Okay, so it says this. He says this in verse 9. As my Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Now remain in my love. Just that simple. And I want you to stay with me in a simple verse right now. Jesus says, as the Father has loved me. I just want you to think about that. This relationship that God the Father and God the Son, their relationship is a perfect, they have a perfect love. A love that we can't even fathom or grasp. This love is so perfect. And what Jesus is saying here is, just like the Father, just like God the Father loves God the Son, Jesus says, so in that love, I have loved you. Now, whoever loves you the most of someone you know, times that by 1,000 or more, whatever. Times it by a lot, because we can't experience on earth, we can't experience the love of a human the way that God the Father loves the Son, and how God the Son loves us. We can experience it from a human, Jesus, but we can't experience it from another human. Now, we can feel very loved, and that's good. We want to, it's really good to feel loved, and it's really good to love others. But Jesus loves you so much. So much. We sang all about it this morning. The grace of Jesus, where we didn't deserve being, our sin was paid for. We didn't deserve the price that He paid. Jesus looked on us. He looked at you with love. Jesus looks at me with love. And what Jesus says is, remain in my love. Remain in it. Often we're just so ready to go. Ready, set, go. We're so excited. Okay, Jesus loves me, I know, and I'm going to go tell people. That's good. I want you to tell people. Jesus wants you to tell people. But let's go. Let's first remain in God's love. Remain in the love of Jesus. What does that look like, to remain? So this word remain, in some translations of the Bible, it might say dwell. It might say abide. Actually, if you have something else in your Bible, just yell it out. What is it? Instead of remain, what is it? Abide. A lot of them are abide or stay. Nice. Okay. Stay, remain, dwell. This is the word. This is the word that it means abide. It can be translated to stay or to wait, to remain, to abide. This word, Jesus wants us to be with Him. He doesn't want us to run off. He does want us to be with Him wherever we go. So Jesus, He wants us to remain in His love. And so the first part about following Jesus together, the first way we can follow Jesus together is by abiding in Him. And I will tell you this, abiding in Jesus, remaining in His love, is the very best thing that you can experience. Because there's so many ways that we try to go after love. We try to go after all kinds of things that will bring excitement, happiness, joy to us. But the only true joy that you're ever going to experience in your life, the best joy, is going to be in Jesus. And so you have to experience it. If you haven't, you got to experience it. You got to do it. Remain in the Father's love. Remain in the Son's love. And Jesus and the Father, they are in a triune relationship also with the Spirit of God. And so all three of those persons of God, they work together in a loving relationship to then bring glory to the Father, to help us to show other people who He is. But before we can do that, we have to experience how great He is. If I just go tell some people, hey, Jesus is really good, but I don't live it, it's only just going to be my words. But if I experience and I remain in Jesus' love, and I'm so excited to remain in Jesus' love, and when I tell people about it, they're going to know. They're going to know that I'm not lying. They're going to know that I'm really excited about it. So first, we got to stay. We got to remain. We got to be abiding in Christ. You know, we just talked in Christmas time, how we talked about the God with us, the Emmanuel. God came to be the form of a person. He came as a baby. He came to be with us. Even while we're still in our sin, it says in Romans, that Christ died for us. He came to be with us. He came to live. He came to die for us. To take that price that we paid, that we needed to pay. And Jesus paid it, that paid that price. Now only for those that have accepted Jesus' good news, accepted His gift, that we're going to really experience that love. Now we can know that God loves us, but we're going to experience it fully and truly when we've accepted and embraced His love for us and we've asked Jesus to be Lord of our life. So abiding in Jesus looks like dwelling in His love. This is this idea of dwelling. This is this idea of staying. This idea of remaining. This idea of living. Of not being in a hurry to run off. So when we abide in Jesus, we start by staying in His love. We dwell in it. Jesus has come to dwell with us. That's what we celebrate at Christmas. He came to dwell, right? And so Jesus came to dwell, but we also then can dwell with Him. And guess what? For all eternity, if you trust Jesus with your life, if you accept Him, for all of eternity, we get to do this. We get to dwell in His love. And that's so awesome. We get to be with Jesus. We get to experience Him. Now, when we die, we're going to experience Jesus in a whole different way, a whole new way. There won't be any more tears or pain or suffering, sorrow. All that stuff will be gone because we'll be with Jesus, fully with Jesus. But I will tell you right now, we can, wherever we are on earth, wherever we are in our life, we can be in Jesus. We can be dwelling with Him. And wherever that is, that can be our safe place. That can be our place of peace, our place of ultimate love and joy. Peace. And wherever we go, then we have Him with us. We dwell with Jesus. There was a verse I was going to read in John 14, just a chapter before this, in verse 23. It says, it's on the same page as your Bible, maybe. Jesus said, if anyone loves me, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love them, and we will come to them and make our home with them. This idea that Jesus is saying he's going to make his home, the Father, the Son, the Spirit, they're going to make their home with us when we obey his word, when we obey his teaching, when we make our home, our hearts, a place where he can dwell. That means we let him be in charge. That means we let him rule. That means we let him do what he wants. And so he gets rid of all the cobwebs, all the filth, all the problems, so he can, well, actually, we don't get rid of those things. We let him do it. We let him be in charge of getting rid of all that stuff that maybe we don't even realize we have. All that junk, all the dirt, and Jesus cleanses that. He cleanses us to make us clean. And when we are clean, when we are in that relationship with him, we're dwelling with him, he's going to make his home with us. And we're going to be obeying his teaching. In fact, that's the next part of this, John 15. John 15, verse 10 then says this. Very similar to this, the verse I just read in John 14, 23. But in John 15, verse 10, Jesus says, "If you keep my commands, you will remain in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love." Now, this might be a little hard to think, like, okay, so to remain in God's love, I have to do things. Yes and no, right? Jesus wants you to be remaining in his love. That's the point. Remain in his love, stay connected to him, be with him, don't go off on your own. Take him wherever you are. Jesus wants us to remain in his love. And when we remain in his love, guess what we're going to do? We're going to think about him. We're going to think about what he wants instead of all the things that we try to do, instead of all of our things that bring us to an earthly joy, to a different kind of satisfaction. We're going to be so immersed with what he wants us to do that we're going to do whatever he wants. Now, is this perfect? No, we're not going to do this perfectly. But the idea is if we remain in his love, if we remain, this word remain again is this word that's translated abide. And if we abide in Jesus' love, just like Jesus said, "I have kept my Father's commands and remain in his love." Jesus kept his Father's commands and Jesus remained in his love, in the Father's love. Jesus wants us to keep his commands and also then remain in his love. You know, we can say, you know, I'm good. I'm going to get a little bit of Jesus and then do my thing. But Jesus, he wants us to get a lot of Jesus. He wants us to be so full of Jesus. He wants us to remain in his love, and just everything that we are about is about him. And we tell people, and we show people, and the way we treat our family, the way we treat the people that we work with, the way we treat people that we live with, or other people, the people we encounter, the way that we act and live shows them whose we are, shows them how wonderful Jesus is. So abiding in Jesus looks like staying connected to him, staying connected to Jesus. If we get disconnected, bad things happen. Well, if we get disconnected, anything can happen. And this week I was drinking out of my water bottle. And for some reason, I usually don't do this, but for some reason I didn't twist it all the way closed. But when I went to grab it, by the handle, by the top, it looked connected, but it wasn't. And because it wasn't connected, I'm not going to demonstrate here, but because it wasn't connected, you can imagine I grabbed and this part fell. And the water that was in it, a lot of it was spilled on the ground. I was a little surprised by that. I don't know why I was surprised by that, but I was. I was surprised because I was like, my water bottle, I've never done that before. I drink out of this water bottle a lot. But when I grabbed it, I thought I was connected. I thought it was connected together. And it wasn't. And I think that happens to us sometimes, where we think, hey, I've gone to church today. I've been reading my Bible some. I've been praying some. I'm connected to Jesus. But you might not really be very connected. Might just be somewhat connected, so that if you, it can actually be a big mess, right? And so I want to encourage us to be fully connected to the source of life, fully connected to Jesus, fully embrace Jesus, be obedient to Jesus, be all in with Jesus. And that way we are connected and we don't have to have a big mess. Because when we're not connected to Jesus and we try to then think we are connected to Jesus, a big mess is probably about to happen. Like it did in my office this week. Don't worry, I cleaned it up. It was only water. Staying connected to Jesus is one way we abide with him. And why would we want to disconnect? When we're so filled up, when we're so excited, when we're all about Jesus, why would we want to disconnect? You know, it's like binge watching. When you really like a show, you have to have the self-control to say, no, we're not going to watch another one because we need to go to bed. Or whatever it is, but you want to keep watching. You want to keep doing it because it's so fun. Because you're enjoying something so much, why would you want to disconnect from Jesus? Then Jesus, in this third verse here of John 15, he says, so after he's told us about staying connected to him and abiding in him and staying with him, remaining in him, in verse 11, he says this, I've told you this. It's kind of nice. He tells us why he tells us. He says, I've told you this so that my joy may be in you and that your joy may be complete. Jesus gives us the reason. He gives us this reason for why we are to stay connected to him. You know, kids like reasons for when parents tell them things. Right? If you just say, do what I said, do what I said, do what I said, eventually it's going to bring some friction here, right? It's been like, hey, what, can you give a little explanation, right? Jesus here gives an explanation. He gives us the why. Why do you want to stay connected to Jesus? Why? Because your love is going to be so full. Your joy is going to be so being filled and filled and filled that it's going to be complete. Now, what does it look like to have a complete and full joy? Have you experienced that before? Or when have you experienced that? Your joy in Jesus is so full, is so complete, that you are full of his joy. So abiding in Jesus looks like this, being full of his joy. When we abide with Jesus, when we stay connected to him, when we remain with Jesus, when we say ready, set, but actually we just say, let's stay. Stay with him. Then what's going to happen is we get filled with Jesus' love and his joy. We are filled. Now, how much is too much, right? Like, if you want to just get some, then how much do you want, right? Like, if you're about to go on a trip and you have just a little bit of gas, you're like, I need some more gas. But I don't necessarily want to fill up my tank. That will take too long or take too much money. I don't want to fill up my tank. I'll just get a little bit. Well, if you just get a little bit and you try to go a distance, you're going to run out. There's no way that by just getting a little bit that you're going to make it a long way. And the same thing is true for us. There's no way that just getting a little bit of Jesus, a little bit of his joy and his love, just getting a little bit, we're going to run out. So that's why let's be in him. Be in his presence. Be in his abiding with Jesus so we can be full of joy. Now, I don't think Jesus wants us just to stay in like a solitary place, stay by ourselves very long. I don't know how long that is, too long, right? But he wants us to be full. He wants us to be so full that when we go out, when we tell people, when we just are around people interacting, that our joy tank or joy bucket is so full that it's like sloshing out. Wherever we go, we're like sloshing out that joy. And people are like, why are you so happy? Are you like drunk on Jesus? Yeah, that's what it is. That's the only way to be drunk, on Jesus, on his joy, right? And so before going, stay and get filled up with Jesus' love. Don't try to be so in a hurry to get off. And, you know, this year we start, you know, a lot of times we look at different goals. You know, I want to try to do these things so I can get this result, right? A lot of people in the first week of the new year, usually there's like all these gyms. These gym memberships get so full, right? These gyms get so full because so many people are like, I want to lose weight. I want to get in shape. I want to look healthy. I want to be healthy. That's usually the number one goal that people have on January 1st. But 80% of people do not even make it past, I think, the first month. So I don't know if that's any of you, but if it is, keep going. You can do it. Be in that 20%. But more importantly than getting healthy physically, that is healthy. That is important, being healthy physically, but being healthy spiritually. So where do we want to be? Do we want to be just getting enough to keep going? Or do we want to get enough to be full and to have our joy overflowing? Do we want to just be have enough that we can come to church and play church? That we can act like everything's good? We can act like we're growing in Jesus? Or do we want to be really excited? Do we want to be actually fully growing in Jesus? And we have to be intentional. We have to, if you want to some results to change, you have to do something. And a lot of times that thing is something that's hard, something that you don't necessarily always want to do. And that's actually the number one reason why people don't complete their New Year's resolutions, is because they've tried to make something, they have this goal of losing weight or getting healthier, whatever it is, they make this goal, but when it comes down to it, it's too hard to get up early. It's too hard to eat less. It's too hard to eat better. That chocolate ice cream or cake or whatever it is, it just is, it's too yummy to let it go. And so what happens is the desire for those results is not actually strong enough to get to those results. So is the desire of being filled with Jesus enough to get you full? I hope it is. And even if it isn't, my challenge for you is every day be in God's Word. Every day, not because you can check it off on a list. Every day, be abiding with Him, remaining in His love, going all in with Jesus, and just see what happens this year. See what happens this year of 2025, and then as we start this new quarter century, see where it goes. When you're filled with Jesus' love, and you're filled with His joy, and it's just sloshing over, and people are wondering what's going on, they're going to say, man, that guy, that girl has encountered something so amazing. I want that too. Paul says in Ephesians chapter 3, he said, I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with the power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. So Christ would dwell in us. He says this, he continues this prayer, and I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, would have the power together with all the Lord's holy people to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you would be filled to the measure of all fullness of God. Paul wants us, just like Jesus wants us, to be full of Jesus. He wants us to be so full and so excited that we're all about Jesus. You know, I put in the bulletin and the sermon notes some different ways that you could try this week abiding with Jesus. And, you know, some of these are seem kind of hard. Like, be still and focus on your breathing. Well, I gotta go. I can't sit and be quiet. But focus, be still. Ask Jesus to give you, let you feel his presence. You know, Jesus is with you. If you want him to abide with you, abide in you. If you want to abide in him, he's right there. So let him show you that he's right there. And then what he's going to do is he's going to clean those things out of you that need to be clean. You know, meditate, memorize scripture. I say that a lot, but that's really important. You know, maybe you started this year thinking, I'm going to be in my Bible more often. I'm going to maybe go through this plan that's going to take me through the whole year or through a lot of the Bible. Whatever it is, what's more important than how much Bible you consume, it's that you're consuming and you're not just reading the words, but you're interacting. You're letting the Word of God in and let it change you. You know, writing out what you're thankful for, that's always really good. Confessing sin, being thankful for His forgiveness. That's one way to really get close to Him, is by confessing your sin. Another way I didn't write on here, but you know, one thing I love to do is worship, and specifically with music. Worship, Kenny talked about different ways we worship, but also just respond, have our hearts open to what Jesus, who Jesus is, and let him in, let him abide, let him be in charge. So as we follow Jesus together, that's my prayer for all of us this year, is that as a church, we would abide with Jesus, that we would individually spend time soaking in Jesus, abiding in him, being so full of his love and his joy that when we come together, we're going to be like so pumped up. We're going to be so excited. We're going to be so full of Jesus that we just want to bless others. We want to just bless people here in our communities, wherever we are. We want to bless people and show them how wonderful Jesus is. Well, let's pray. Jesus, we bless you. We thank you that you give us this chance to remain in your love, to abide with you, to dwell with you. So Jesus, I pray that this year, as we have come to this new year, that we would be intentional with the way we live, that we would seek you with all our heart, that we would let you in and change our hearts and cleanse our hearts. And we'd be so full of you. And God, we wouldn't be in such a hurry to jump to the next thing, but we would remain in your love. And so that wherever we go, Jesus, we would have you and be full of you. Jesus, I pray a blessing over this congregation. I pray that this year of 2025 will be a year that we would see many people come to faith in you, Jesus. I pray that we would not make it about us, but make it all about you and all about your glory. Jesus, we love you. In Jesus' name, amen.